It's been a who's who on the weekend that Wicked sequel dominates at the box office and opens up. Jeff Goldblum was seen milling about Texas and specifically in a Buc-ee's.
Really?
Yeah, there were social media spottings of Jeff Goldblum in a Madisonville, Texas Buc-ee's. And that, well, he's just very Goldblum-y. And he's doing his thing. Just, yeah, here at Buc-ee's. Yeah, it can be beaver nuggets. Yeah. Look at all the jerk.
Where is Madisonville? Anybody?
That's right next to Poughkeepsie.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, if only we had the technology to maybe look it up. I don't know. But looking back,
it's the weekend.
The weekend update. Hey, we love you down in the Rose. That's our backyard, y'all. And that's where we were on Friday to kick off a weekend there. Another successful Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour stop there at the Chicken E in Glen Rose. And we scooted on down the line and move it up a little bit because of the holiday. It is Wednesday, our next stop on the Handshake Tour. And it goes to the Chicken Express in the Joshua Hank Hometown. Indeed, that we do love and support. And
Heather Lee.
Very excited.
Are you ready to shake the hands? Give out that complimentary free iced tea and the stock show tickets all in one fell swoop.
I'll be honest, I'm pretty geeked out about the tea.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because we do like the tea under any circumstances.
This is certainly the most Chicken Express sweet tea I've ever consumed in my life over the past month, and I've never been better.
I like to hear that.
That's just me as a unpaid spokesperson.
Puts a pep in your step.
Starts at 4 o'clock this Wednesday out there in Joshua. Also, you're going to be down there getting a little Christmassy going.
Ooh,
in the stockyards.
Yeah,
looking down on Friday.
Santa's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Worth Stockyards. Pretty geeked out about that as well. Yeah. Friday morning.
They'll have a big parade.
Mm-hmm.
They will have Santa's workshop out there. And then the kiddos can go and, you know, make their demands.
Yeah, and not only
and
that.
And it's the stock show. It could be at a gunpoint. Could be. I mean, stockyards.
Well, not only that, but they've got the Giddy Up and Glide with the rodeo rink open and
greatness.
A special matinee rodeo auction at 1:30.
It's going to be great weather, too, for it. And it looks like at this point, I mean, it could have happened yesterday, but the parade of lights will be back. That on this upcoming Sunday, of course, delayed for the threat of rain that finally showed up this morning. So, be the MC for that yet again with Al over there. But what'd you get going on this weekend?
Well, you know, it was we're having guests over for Thanksgiving. So that only means we have to clean the whole house. We have to redecorate the whole house. We have to touch up the paint. And
and it's like this all year long,
mm-hmm.
guys.
It's so fun with the children. But we, you know, little Bo has recently discovered the beauty of Costco, much like Uncle KB.
Oh,
so we went and checked that out.
He knows.
Saturday.
He's stupid.
I mean, he's like the pickiest kid. But you take him to Costco and all of a sudden life has changed.
Absolutely.
Chicken noodle soup? Yes. Why? I would love some mashed potatoes and gravy.
Has he learned the word palate yet? Because, oh my, you can buy stuff by the palate.
Oh, I thought you were talking about cleansing his palate. I'm like, no, he's not that fancy.
You need that for the hot dogs situation.
And then the big girls went to Wicked, my daughter and her friend, yesterday. So I took my son bowling, and he was
defying gravity as well.
No, well, yeah. I mean, he was nice enough to throw his ball around down our neighbor's lane.
Exactly.
To start off the thing. So but we made it through that. We went to McDonald's and then we tested fate because we went to the discount supermarket for groceries yesterday, and everyone came out alive. No one was was throwing hay balers or anything. So
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one. Bless all of you and our grocery industry.
So, what about you? Besides the Chess family,
so
Buckner
yesterday,
contingent?
Yeah, yesterday because of the parade of lights being postponed by a week. Well, that means we got to go because we miss this every year because it always falls on the Parade of Lights, the Buckner family gathering out there. So we trekked out to the cousins in the Hazlitt area and had fun, ate, and played chess.
Chess.
So I have in my family, it obviously skips generations, a lot of smart people. And one of them is repeatedly and regularly plays like chess grandmasters. you know, and like junior national world champions.
War game stuff?
And draws with him, wins sometimes. The guy's good. Brian. Brilliant dude. And Al was like, you want to play? Brian's like, sure. Do you know how? And after a quick refresher, in 32 moves, Al wins. The family was shocked.
That's amazing. So, okay. So how long did the game take? Because I always see these people playing chess, and it's like for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, I didn't officially, I wasn't the timekeeper of the bout, but it will be talked about, certainly, and it's timeless now in the lore of the Buckner family. And I would assume, after I go up there this week to her family and her side in Oklahoma, I will spread this tale of the Elle's Gambit. So the chess queen.
Does she scare you just a little bit extra now?
Let me just say, I knew I was outmatched. I may not have known how outmatched. We'll get the fiancé on the hotline for a little love on the air. Plus, how you can RSVP. It's up. That's coming 7:47.
It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.